back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Evelyn here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Michigan State starting with Chaminade on Monday.
Look out. Remember Chaminade beating Ralph Sampson, the Virginia Cavaliers?
Remember the famous picture of the guy sitting on top of the basket? That thing would have broken, now, and he really had a problem.
Was there key to success for Chaminade always playing that favorite at an oddball time when they knew they'd be tired? Wasn't that the strategy?
Yeah, probably was. But a lot of teams, after they beat number one ranked Virginia, decided, hey, we're not going to lose to Division II teams. So they decided they were going to pay attention to that.
And but it happened again. It happened more than one time.
Yeah, it's happened before. That's right. It happened a couple of times. So Michigan also has a game Sunday, right, coming up? Gardner-Webb?
Yeah, Gardner-Webb. Oh, boy. Can't wait for
Sounds
that.
Sounds like a furniture store something, right?
A law firm, Gardner-Webb.
Something.
Yeah, that's. I watched them on the Big Ten Network against Bowling Green. And, they're going to be, you know, probably in the Big Ten, win maybe 4 to 6 games if things go right. Other than that, it's going to be a very marginal season. A lot of young kids and not a lot of athleticism. Although Tim Hardaway Jr. looked good at times.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Michigan?
I think they're going to struggle, and I think they have a great early schedule as far as getting
there. But they got Syracuse next week.
Yeah, that'll be a test.
Yeah. It's a loss, not a test.
I want to talk a little bit about Tom Izzo's contract.
Yeah, what's that? Must be nice to get half a mil for a raise.
Not bad.
Does he deserve it?
Not bad. I think he does. I think if you look at what coaches make compared to some other professions, you would say they're all overpaid. But if you look at what Tom Izzo has done for Michigan State University, I think it's hard to deny the fact that he's had a tremendous impact, not just on the basketball court.
Now, there was some pushback when I was in the Arky's barbershop the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne the barber shared with me that there's some faculty people that don't like the idea that Tom Izzo is making this kind of money. They don't think it's right. Now, do you think the basketball coach should be making all that much more than a full professor at one of the schools at Michigan State?
I think it's market-driven. I think if you have a professor who comes up with a cure for cancer, a guy who comes up with cisplatin, the drug, he's going to make a ton of money. If you have someone who brings in value to the university, he's going to make a lot of money. That's the way the system operates. Now, do I think that Tom Izzo is worth
$4 million now?
350 teachers would make? No, not in terms of what he does in terms of societal importance, but in value to the university and what other coaches around the country are making. They're all making windfall profits. Judd Heathcote's first year at Michigan State,
$25,000?
$25,000. The joke was he was overpaid. So at that point, you know, you can look at it and you can't compare.
And Johnny Orr was making 21 when they went to the Final Four.
Amazing. It's monopoly money at this point for these guys. And I think Tom Izzo deserves it as much as anyone could deserve it. But I do want to say one thing in relation to the structure of the contract and the timing of it. Because this contract was in the works a year ago and didn't get done then. They wanted to take a look at a couple of things. There were some other coaches out there. They wanted to compare. Very difficult to compare apples and apples on this stuff. So they finally came up with some information, and then after the Final Four, and then they said, okay, we're not going to get involved in this thing with Cleveland because now it's going to look like it's all a knee-jerk reaction.
Right.
But what he wanted, the plain time.
In P-L-A-N-E.
P-L-A-N-E, right. Plain time,
right.
For personal use. He's getting another $500,000 a year, so he is very well compensated. And he'll never spend all the money he's made.
Well, the other thing people forget, they don't even realize it, the public appearances that he does. I mean, you've talked about this. He has a hard time saying no to people. You know, he does a lot of things and pulled in a lot of different directions. And so, I mean, it goes beyond what his W count is, the number of six Final Fours in, you know, so many years at Michigan State.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, the idea is, what do you do for the university? And there have been a lot of very successful coaches who say, hey, My job is coaching basketball, or my job is coaching football.
Right.
And I really don't care what happens anywhere else, and don't expect me to come in and entertain faculty members that you're trying to recruit.
Right.
That's not Tom Izzo.
Or swing by a tent, like at a big tent party at a pregame for Michigan State football. He's got to make all in his little golf cart. He's got to make all those stops. I mean, that's part of what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it goes beyond what he does for basketball. He's an ambassador. I'll admit it. And he's too good. I wish the hell he was gone, because he's too difficult for the University of Michigan to compete with on the basketball court. It's just not nothing. The meter is not going to be moved in Ann Arbor until he leaves, in my opinion.
When people say, does someone make too much money? I mean, you can make $10 an hour and make too much money. That's possible, too. But in light of what value you provide and how hard it would be
benefits
to replace.
Exactly.
And I think Tom Izzo would be very difficult to replace. I mean, I'm sure they could get a good coach.
That's why I want him gone. He'd be difficult to replace. I don't think it would be a seamless thing. I don't think the program's at the point where just plop somebody in there and it's gonna, you know, they're not going to miss a beat.
Well, I think Michigan State, whether it would be, we almost saw it in action. Could be Brian Gregory, could be anyone else. I think that they would get a good basketball coach. But would they get someone who does everything else? You know, some guys are bigger than that. Bo Schembechler was bigger than just football.
Right.
He was the University of Michigan in many ways, and he represented it in a very classy way.
He was a one-name brand.
That's right. Absolutely. We will be back. We're going to talk with Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, and John Colazar, one of my favorite former Wolverines.
Number 40.
Yeah.
Westlake, Ohio.
There you go. And he's going to join us a little bit later. We'll talk about Michigan football, and he is at the Big House. He will have gotten there just about 15 minutes ago. So he'll be joining us around 10:30. We also have tickets. We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.